Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Heart-Centered Horsemanship Podcast. This is Kimberly Horman, and today we're going to be talking about collection. When new riders first hear the term collection, it's common for them to misconstrue this as the horse simply taking shortened strides. When first attempting to ask for collection, I commonly see far too much rein aid used to simulate what an inexperienced rider thinks is collection. It's important to remember that while the end result of collection is a shorter stride length, there's so much more to it than that when it comes to the biomechanical aspect. So what actually is collection? What purpose does it serve? And how is it actually achieved? Let's get into detail on this complicated subject. So collection is the last module in the training scale. This training scale derives from the German military as a framework for ensuring the classical principles of schooling and training would be followed. This scale is meant to be followed in order as a means to achieve success through logical, systematic training. Collection is the last module in the training scale. In order for it to be achieved, rhythm, suppleness, contact, impulsion, and straightness must be accomplished and fully understood by the horse and their rider. Long story short, collection is simply the horse learning how to carry both his own and his rider's weight further onto the hind legs. This results in a shorter, taller stride. The top line becomes taller and more compressed as a biomechanical result of true collection. In order for this to occur, there are two types of elevation to examine: relative and absolute. Relative elevation is true collection. This means that the hindquarters have lowered, naturally resulting in the shoulders and forehand bearing less weight. Due to the kinematic relevance of this lightness, the forehand will utilize a wider range of motion and be postured higher during collection. When the withers get taller, the hindquarters are carried lower, hence relative elevation. Now, absolute elevation is false collection. This means the neck has been compressed by tight reins and busy hands. Though absolute elevation resembles relative elevation, with closer examination, you will observe that the shoulders are low, the back is hollow, and the hindquarters lack engagement. This is a dysfunctional biomechanical posture. Now, with all of this complexity, it's important to look into why collection is so important. You know, why do all this work? Collection helps the horse stay light on the forehand and thus more maneuverable. Turning, stopping, and positioning for movements will be easier for your horse. This lightness also creates cadence, a visual lightness and freedom in the horse's movement. The moment of suspension in trot and canter is greatly enhanced during the collected gaits. Also, keep in mind that a majority of lameness occurs in the front limbs. When more weight is carried in the hind legs, the front legs are relieved of additional weight bearing that is common with horses that are on the forehand. This improves the health of the musculoskeletal system in the front legs and increases the chances of your horse having a longer career. In order for true extension of the gaits, collection must be achievable to the horse. If you imagine the hind legs as giant springs, collection compresses those springs, and extension uses that compression to spring her more forward for the extended gaits. If the springs aren't compressed before asking for that extension, the horse is likely to fall on her forehand and lose her tempo. When more weight is placed onto the hindquarters, the horse experiences increased balance and maneuverability. This makes performing upper-level movements easier, and in these movements, the horse will appear as if he's traveling up a hill. This is due to biomechanically correct self-carriage. As the rider, you will also feel a big difference between riding a collected horse versus one who tends to travel on their forehand. You'll feel more balanced, willing, and responsive. In my experience, collection often feels like a willingness from the horse's mind and body to work together with me as a team. Now, as with many things on the training scale, collection is gradual. It's not something that can be achieved in a few rides. It's a gradual progression. Young or novice horses are generally able to show a small degree of collection, which is generally easier felt by the rider than seen from the ground. As you and your horse work up the levels, he'll build more strength, balance, and suppleness. With these key ingredients being consistently added to the mix, the degree of collection will increase. Do not ever force collection or push your horse past her abilities. Allow her to figure out how to carry you in this way and just be patient. Now, when we start looking at dressage tests, any competent dressage judge will be well aware and well educated of the aforementioned fact we just discussed about collection being a gradual process. The level of collection the tests require is just enough to be sufficient for the movement to happen with fluency and ease. If the movement lacks these qualities, it's an indication that the horse lacks the level of collection required to perform it. For example, a 10-meter circle requires less collection than a half pass or canter pirouette, hence why these movements are not performed in the lower levels. As the levels progress, so does the degree of collection. All right, now here's the fun part. How do we achieve collection? One of the tips I give to riders struggling to get their horse more collected is to not think about the position of their horse's head and neck at all. Riding endless loops on the rail while you're trying to fiddle the horse's head down throws everything away that you have worked so hard this far to achieve. Let's not do that. It's important that your horse stays happy, relaxed, and through. When focusing more on the movements that lead to collection instead of collection itself, you're much more likely to succeed. All of the other building blocks of the training scale must be clear to your horse before you can begin to ask for collection. That means he and you must have a strong foundation of rhythm, suppleness, contact, impulsion, and straightness. Along with that, your horse needs to be strong enough in her hindquarters and back to be able to carry herself confidently in this way. Your horse should also be well balanced and have a clear understanding and acceptance for the positioning cues, half halts, and transition. As you work on collection, a large degree of concentration will be on your horse's impulsion and straightness. Once this is established, a quick push from your leg to encourage forward movement and to bring the hind legs further underneath comes first. Next, you'll use the action of your seat to manage the length of stride and reinforce that that leg aid was not a cue to go forward, but instead to sit the hind end down. Finally, a half halt is applied as a means to bring the energy further back onto the hind legs. One exercise to help develop the feel of collection is to ride down the long side of the arena in working trot. In the corner, ride a 10-meter circle using the seat, leg, and half halt sequence described above. See if you can start to develop some feel for the horse becoming more uphill over his top line as you ask for that higher degree of collection. As you come out of the circle and onto the short side of the arena, see if you can keep that collection going until you come onto the next long side where you can let him stretch. Now, what helps with collection? It's kind of a basic answer this time. Exercises that encourage the horse to come further underneath himself will help with collection. So let's go over a few different exercises to try. The first one is transitions. Upward transitions encourage more push from behind, while downward transitions encourage the horse to bear more weight on the hind legs. I find a lot of people struggle with the idea of going forward into a downward transition. A better term might be to carry the level of impulsion through the transition. Maybe rephrasing that a little bit can help. Think about a butterfly landing on a leaf, or a jet bringing its nose up just before landing. A properly ridden downward transition takes a moment of rebalancing and almost hovering at the gate you're in before dropping down a gear. Next time in the canter, see if you can get the hind legs trotting last. It's a fun way to develop more feel for not dropping the front end during a transition. Another handy exercise is the rein back. The rein back helps with coordination, encourages the back to come up, and strengthens the hind legs. If you're pressed for time, you can even work on the rein back from the ground. The next one is counter canter. Counter canter is a great exercise for balance, the development of engagement, working on straightness, and increasing the range of motion of the hock joints. A correctly ridden counter canter always requires collection. And last, laterals. With correct positioning and cueing, laterals are very beneficial as a way to develop collection and rebalancing. Half pass and shoulder in are both at the top of my list while helping a horse develop more collection. If you happen to read the post that I made about straightness on my website, you may remember that in order for functional straightness to happen, the hind legs must be carried narrower and the shoulder needs to be in line with the inside hind leg. In shoulder in, the forehand becomes lighter and the range of motion in the shoulder increases, which is exactly what we're striving for. Now, are there some ways to find out if your horse is actually collected? Yes. Self-carriage is a vital aspect of true collection. When you give away the contact for a few strides, there shouldn't be a change in the length of stride, speed, rhythm, or balance. You shouldn't feel that your horse is falling on the forehand and losing that uphill feel that we're looking for. It's a simple test you can do many times during your ride. Besides this test, there are a few other indicators your horse may not be truly collected. A loss of impulsion means a lack of collection. Many collected paces, like passage and piaf, for example, require a lot of impulsion. Always bear in mind that when you're asking for collection, you're asking the horse to put more energy back on his hind legs, not kill the motor. If you feel like you're lacking impulsion, simply ask for a medium pace, reestablish the impulsion, and return to the exercise you were working on before. Now, if your horse struggles with the same exercise over and over, you might be asking for too much too soon. As with many parts of the training scale, too much too soon causes damage to the natural paces of your horse. As an example, the walk might become lateral or the canter may become forebeated. If you start to feel any of these issues manifesting, be sure you stop the exercise and get the rhythm correct before moving on. And surprisingly, a horse can become too engaged. This is when the hind legs come way too far underneath the horse's body. This will cause issues with balance as the base of support is too short. If this happens, the stride becomes sticky and forward movement is compromised. Also, remember how much strength it takes for your horse to move in collection. It's similar to us humans holding a plank. If anyone has held a plank for too long, they know exactly what that feels like afterwards. The muscles become stiff, tired, and sore. Giving the horse many opportunities to stretch and taking walk breaks throughout your ride is critical. So, in conclusion, let's just remember that collection is the end goal of dressage. It's when the training scale finally comes together, and it's the final element of that scale. True collection takes a strong understanding of rhythm, suppleness, contact, impulsion, and straightness by both the horse and the rider. Remember, collection takes the use of transitions, laterals, and other movements to achieve correctly. Correct collection always shows the lowering of the hindquarters and raising of the forehand, but there are different degrees of collection. Different levels of dressage tests ask for movements that can be performed at these various degrees. Thank you so much for being here and listening. It really means a lot to me. If you're struggling with this concept, I'd be happy to help. Feel free to contact me if you'd like some personalized help with your individual situation and horse. As always, I hope your next ride is a safe, confident, and harmonious one. Take care, and we'll talk soon.